The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
I remember talking to a person recently. I said, can you forgive? That was a terrible thing that happened to you, but can you forgive? And they said, I'm really struggling with that. I've never been able to fully forgive. And I said to them, if you knew that God will avenge what happened to you and not allow that person to get away with it, what would you do? And they said, he would do that. And I said, God is not cruel, but he's a God of justice. The Lord says, I will judge. And he promises to pull through with that. And then all of a sudden this person realized, I can let go of this. But even in woundedness, we may not have a clear view of something. The fact is, when we allow God to have his way, where we back off, thus engaging him, then the healing comes to us of a more balanced perspective, because God is a God of justice and he has the final say. He's got the gavel.
It's probably fair to say we all have at one time or another felt an injustice has been served to us by either being blamed or victimized in some way. This is a serious subject, and it's easy to see why injustice can easily lead to unresolved bitterness without God. Are you in need of some justice in your life? Then stay tuned, because justice is next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, along with my co-hosts here in the studio today, our Sought Out Global Ministry leaders, Herb and Bethany Marks. And joining us via the telephone once again from Pasadena, California, is Krista Pitcairn. So Krista, please take us on a journey about the subject of justice.
Thank you, Mark. Gladly. You know, I'm really excited about this topic because I'm super passionate about justice. And listeners, we want to do something a little bit different today. And that is, we're just going to put this topic, I'm going to kind of lead us out in it. And we're going to put it kind of in the middle of a discussion table, so to speak. And we're all just going to speak at it. We're just going to talk about, we hear, you know, about social justice, justice causes, what's kingdom justice, what does God's justice look like. And it's kind of a very vague word scripturally. We can find, theology about it, but we want to talk about, like, what's God's heart, of course, theology and scripture supporting that. But we want to talk about what is justice and what does justice look like in our lives today, and what does justice look like for kingdom and for kingdom kids. And one definition that I heard, and it was probably quoted by Jennifer Toledo, and it's something that the Lord gave her, and I love it. I grabbed onto it because to me it's such a beautiful definition of justice. And that is every overturning of the violation of the love of God in someone's life. So any violation of love of God in someone's life, justice comes and overturns that. And to me, that's like so beautiful. It's like when there has been a violation in someone's life where they have not experienced or received the love of God, the justice, the kingdom justice, is come in there and make it right so that a person, that situation is covered by the love of God.
And don't we all need that? That's powerful, because it's every single person on the planet. Because the strategy has been to go for deficit. And justice is saying, absolutely not. It's wiped clean because of the blood of Jesus. It's wiped clean because somebody stepped forward and made a difference. And in ourselves, we need to be in pursuit of that and not settle. Let's stop settling for what's been put on us, and let's pursue what is ahead of us. What is our inheritance is justice.
I think, you know, there's so many listeners today where they can go through their life and go, you know, look at what happened to me here, look what happened to me here. And
exactly.
The enemy has come through so many of our lives, and he's like, so to speak, you know, kind of written the final verdict, the final sentence, the judgment paper, so to speak, that just say, you're guilty, this is what you deserve, this is your punishment. It's like the agenda of the enemy. But when God comes in, he holds a different gavel in heaven. And through the blood of Jesus, there is a gavel that hits, so to speak, the podium of heaven. And I just feel like the Lord, when justice is decreed and declared, when justice is released, it's like when the gavel of heaven hits the podium, so to speak, the throne of God, it's like there's an overturning of the enemy's verdict. And God has the supreme authority. And God comes in there with love, mercy, and grace. And he's like, I'm here to redeem. I'm here to restore. I'm here to break through, because I am the God of justice. And anything that's violated my love, I'm going to come in. And it's my mandate. And it's my mission. And he can't deny himself. and he has to release the full portion of who he is. That's justice.
And you're so right. We've bought into and we've settled completely. I just want to, you know, a friend of ours, he shared a total visual. Like he was, have you known people who stretch you? This person stretches me in a great way. He visits heaven, big stretch. And he described to me the justice, the judge seat. And so what he did, what he painted was God sitting on this throne, and Jesus is our attorney. And he's you know, basically going for it, like every the most going for it attorney you can imagine. He's going for it, and Satan's there trying to put the his side on us, but Jesus is going for it, and he's standing up for us. He's our advocate. He's our attorney. He's bringing justice to us, and he's already paid the price.
When I think of some folks that have said that it's hard for them to forgive, it's because they don't feel like that there's an advocate for them for what happened to them. And if we could get a handle on the fact that God is a God of justice and there's nothing that goes by him without him knowing. I remember talking to a person recently. I said, can you forgive? It was a terrible thing that happened to you, but can you forgive? And they said, I'm really struggling with that. I've never been able to fully forgive. And I said to them, if you knew that God will avenge what happened to you and not allow that person to get away with it, what would you do?
Good.
And they stopped for a minute and their eyes got a little bit brighter. And they said, he would do that. And I said, God is not cruel, but he's a God of justice. And that other person, he loves them as well, but they were wrong. And when you forgive, it isn't saying that that you know you agree with what they did. It was wrong. And also to trust that person again is something you need to
not do,
stand off, because their character right now is clear in the fact they can't be trusted, but you still have to release them. And release any kind of retribution in your own heart, anything that says you got to get even or get your justice. Where the Lord says, I will judge. And he promises to pull through with that. And then all of a sudden this person realizes, I can let go of this. But even in woundedness, we may not have a clear view of something. The fact is that when we allow God to have his way, where we back off, thus engaging him, then the healing comes to us of a more balanced perspective, because God is a God of justice. And he, like you said, Krista, has the final say. He's got the gavel.
I think trust absolutely has to be rebuilt with people, but I think we need to absolutely blow the box of this God who does love all of us. He is so full of grace. And he's going to say, like, okay, Krista, take that candy and give it to your sister and share. And that is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a God who is the roaring lion, our fortress. He's gonna prevent and stand in the way and go after things that have been wrong. And he's passionate about it. You know, there is a place where he is love and mercy, but there is a place where he is a warrior, and justice is warrior.
And, you know, I want to speak to what Herb brought up. You know, I've pastored for 12 years. I know Herb and Bethany have been it for multiple decades, so they're much farther ahead in the journey of pastoring people. But in the short time I have pastored people, how many times, like Herb just said, we've counseled and ministered to people that they've come out of traumatic, really horrible situations, and they're struggling with the forgiveness factor, because it feels like almost forgiveness condones what was done to them. Forgiveness is, it feels, I should say, more powerful to hang on to it, because there is a part of them, of course, that in our humanness, we want revenge where we have felt wronged, right?
Yeah.
And there's movies all over the place about
it. Well, it's by the grace of God that we're willing to even extend or even contemplate even forgiving that person. But I have often counseled that your revenge on people is not allowing their actions or their choices that have affected you to determine your destiny. You're forgiving them in order to release yourself and just release the situation and allowing the justice of God to be established in your life. Because as you walk in the fullness of who you are and as you walk in your full identity, that's the justice. That's the revenge. You're not being held back. You're walking in the fullness of who God created you to be. You're not allowing that fear or that violation or that victimization that happened over your life to take any more ground than it's already
that's
taken.
Right.
That's the revenge. That's the justice. That's the overturning. That's the love of God invading your life and invading that situation.
Well, Krista, I agree with you. I think it's one more thing added to what you're saying. Are you ready for that?
Great.
And that is, I believe... Yes, the justice is you coming into all that you design and what God has put on. I mean, I've seen, here's a story. I walked up to a lady that came into our church with crutches on her hand. She came in crutches. And I all of a sudden, immediately, the anointing for healing came on me and also insight as to what the issue was. I went over to her and I said, yeah.
Sorry. Just back off the microphone a little bit. I had to interrupt you. It's really hot. So just pick up where you started. I went into her. I went over to her.
So I went over to her and I asked her, I believe I'm to pray for you for healing. Would you like that? And her face just glowed. It lit up. And she said, I would love that. And she was crippled as she came in. And then the insight that I was given, I didn't know the woman, never met her. And I said, ma'am, will you forgive your husband? And her face turned stone cold. Mm. And at that point, and then she shook her head and she said, no. And I experienced a literal coming off of my shoulders, the anointing for healing for her.
Wow.
And I was sad.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and we're about ready to start the next service. And I said, ma'am, there's nothing I can do. And I had to turn with sadness and leave her. And that has stayed with me for years. The fact is that when we don't allow God to be who he is in the area of justice, then of course it blocks what he is going to release into our lives that you were talking about, Krista. There's, and I know you know this when I say this, there's another dimension included with that, and that is that God himself pursues the individual to bring them into their freedom, but that's part of his justice, is that he brings correctness to that individual if they will turn. And if they don't, then he also will bring correction and even judgment at times. And that's because he's just. He won't allow things to go unsettled in his kingdom. And so he pursues.
For the sake of discussion, for the sake of being the counterpart, or, the counter, I guess I should say, to what you just said, Herb.
Yeah, come on, bring it.
I love this. Yes, I hear what you're saying. There was an invitation in that moment for that woman specifically to partner with the Lord in the area of, hey, can you let go of this? Can you forgive? Because there was obviously bitterness and some other things in her. And it sounds like from what you're saying, it blocked the Holy Spirit. She did not get healed because of that moment. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
How many times, though, have I seen the other side of that, though? Have I seen the atheist, the one that's denied Christ?
Yeah.
Absolutely the
miracles.
Supreme authority of God that had actually nothing to do with the condition of their heart, had nothing to do with their response. They were skeptics. They were mocking. They were absolutely defying the existence, let alone the sovereignty and the kindness of God. And yet God intervened, and yet
that's
God
right.
encountered them and changed everything in a moment. So yes, I've seen what you're talking about, but I've also seen other side of the coin, and that's because there is no formula. There is no formula, but there is a God.
Okay,
that
I can accept
us.
That.
There is a God that pursues us.
All right, Krista, that's good. I appreciate you bringing. I accept that.
I think there's a time when you can get in the middle.
With the experience that I had, it properly displays that unforgiveness and bitterness can indeed be in opposition to what God wants to do. And yet, I hear you saying also, he's God, he'll do what he wants. And the fact is that his loving grace did extend to others who didn't know him. And I've seen that many years ago in Catherine Coleman services, people getting out of wheelchairs that didn't know the Lord Jesus at all. It's the love of God.
That's right.
He will do it. The bottom line is he's a just God. And you will not be able to argue with him with the way that he runs his kingdom, especially when stand before him. So I receive you. I get it.
But if we get in the middle, if we get in the mix, we get in the middle and we take it on like these revenge movies, you know, I am the one who's going to make that man pay, or, you know, I'm not putting words into this woman's mouth. I don't even know who she is. But then we are, in a sense, putting ourselves over God doing it for us. And we're taking it into our own hands. Then we're setting up for us to not get what God wants
to
flow through us.
To me, that's just feelings. That's, you know, being led by the soul. The soul wants revenge.
Yes.
The spirit wants God to lead, you know. And where I really run into the clash with, as a justice person, right, and my wife, a huge justice person.
Justice?
I am. I am. So
I know
for
Krista
me,
is.
So when I
we got two of our four here that are justice.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Cool.
So where I run into a collision, when I run into a collision with other believers, is they're heavy on mercy.
Yeah.
And I'm heavy on justice.
Yeah.
And so justice is the warrior posture that
absolutely.
You said. And mercy is the love posture, yeah. right? And these two collide sometimes, and you know, they run head first. And so I'll come into contact with people who try to project mercy to me when I feel like God wants to bring justice.
But he's the lion and the lion.
But see, to me, justice is mercy.
That's
true.
It's true. They're not.
Absolutely.
It's not.
Because
not
the man...
Those two aren't separate. They're connected.
The man who doesn't even know God.
The mercy and the grace of God. That is justice.
God knows he needs him.
Justice.
So he comes and he meets the man who doesn't know what he needs, and God does. So that's justice.
So we have an advocate in Jesus. You said, you know, it's people feel powerless. That comes back to something we talked about last week or a couple weeks ago, which is the powerlessness of people and how that kind of speaks to a... poverty mindset and lack, and so this again
gets
is getting our eyes on God, right?
Heaven's perspective,
trusting
God's view.
Trusting the Lord for our view, right? For the view of ourselves and His view for others.
Yeah, that's really good, and I think it also takes us to the mats regarding that God can always be predicted. Now, biblically, when you look in Scripture, it's sound, and yes, God is a just God. But remember, it's his kingdom, and he runs it according to his word, and it'll surprise us at times. And we need to be people that are pursuing him for his sake, that we be careful that we're not all of a sudden reaching for combinations or
formulas.
Thank you, because he won't be painted into a corner.
No.
God loves people.
And
he's in hot pursuit of people because of love, and love is not fragile. Hear that. And the fact is that he is a justice God for those, and he goes after the orphans and the widows as well. Mm-hmm. They're huge on his list because he's a just God. So, you know, this is a wonderful, but it's a hot topic.
I think all of us coming in the balance of seeing God the way he really is. There's people we've talked to who feel like God's just this angry, gonna make everybody pay. Mm. You know, I'm afraid of God. And then we've got people who are just like, God's a puddle. He's just like gonna flow out and cover everybody. And I mean, all of us are needing to come into balance about all the different facets that he is. It says that the cherubim, the winged going around him in the Holy of Holies are constantly seeing him from a new view. They're constantly seeing more of who God is. And so therefore they're holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
And we all need that clarity because he is justice in a strong, perfect way, and he is love in a strong, perfect way. We can't be out of balance in how we see him, and he's bringing us all into that balance.
Come on. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, so with that, let's take some time, and maybe we got to prophesy some justice, or we're going to just hear the word of God. I think the word of God is justice, right? I mean, that's really what you've been saying here from the beginning, Krista, is that God is justice. That is one of his, you know, that is his character. It is who he is.
Right. Well,
and this
Scripture
is what
says he loves it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's right. He does.
Yes.
And you see Jesus.
Yes, justice.
Jesus.
God loves justice.
Yes.
Jesus is our advocate of justice because he came to the cross.
For justice.
To set things right.
Absolutely.
And he
that's
did.
Right.
He did.
And we have Holy Spirit, our helper, our paraclete, He is the advocate. That's one of his names.
Called alongside.
I love it.
Paraclete. Called alongside. The
counselor.
Advocate. Counselor.
Another name for attorney is Chris, as Bethany was saying.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
Yes.
So counselor.
Yeah, he's our counselor.
He's our high counselor.
Yeah.
So he does bring justice. So let's
on,
wait
let's
on God.
Yeah.
Let's wait on God.
Let's ask.
Let's ask to hear his voice. Okay, I just want to reach out right now to, there's some listeners right now in the audience who are feeling like they've been misunderstood, that they have been labeled or said to be something that they're not, and they're frustrated.
Oh, that's good.
And they're in need of some justice. Mm. And I just feel like God is saying to trust him at this time, just like the girls were talking earlier. To trust God's timing and to trust his voice to speak into the injustice, the mind of the injustice that came against you, the labeling, that the false labeling, the things that were said about you that weren't accurate, that misrepresented your heart and maybe misrepresented your who you are. I believe the Lord is saying that he is going to deal with that situation and that he can speak his voice just like he can speak it now. To that person, and that will readjust and realign your position in the kingdom, and that you will find favor coming out of this into this new season that we're going into, and that your stature will be made strong, and that your back will be made straight, and that you'll be standing in a position of more honor than you've ever had before.
Yeah, and Mark, I want to add to what you're saying, and that is that people often who are misunderstood or have been dishonored as well. And that's a wound that can really run deep. You feel isolated, sometimes feel rejected. And I'm going to go from an angle of this being a strategic thing that is adversarial. If the adversary can cause a person to get isolated from the body of Christ, where he's just out or she's out there by themselves, then the adversary can come and pick him off. But when you're talking about the justice of God, you know, yes, it's not about revenge or getting even. It's just allowing God now to have his way in the situation.
There's some people out there who have had injustice that they've lived with, and they've been contending for this to be reversed. I mean, serious injustice. And everything in me wants to encourage you strong, step into declaring. It's not okay to declare your will, but it is okay to declare God's will. Because if we're calling out justice and declaring God's justice over a situation, we're in a good spot. But if we're calling out and declaring what we want, maybe God's not even in it, then we do not want to go there. But you've had serious injustice, and declaring God's will be over specific things, and watch how it's going to shift. Mm.
Yeah.
Because our words are important. Every word that goes out there never goes away. That's why it says the rocks and everything would cry out in praise, because words are powerful. So not just passively sitting and waiting for justice, but standing up, maybe in the middle of your house, putting your finger in the air and declaring God's will over this piece in my life.
I love that, Bethany. It's so good. I want to just speak to a woman named Tammy. And I just heard that really clear, that Tammy, where there has been violation and even victimization of your life, I just feel like the Lord said, I am bringing justice in a way you can't even imagine. And I feel like there's such a healing anointing release with that word for your heart. And I feel like even as you're hearing this word, tears are coming to your eyes. You might even be crying. I'm not sure. But I just feel like there's an emotional response even as you're receiving this word, because I feel like this justice has been a long time coming. And I feel like the Lord is saying, and this part of the word goes for even more people than Tammy, who I'm speaking to specifically at this moment. I feel like this part has a ripple effect on it. And that is, there has been justice for things that have been a long time coming. And God is going to restore that which has been stolen. And watch God's hand at work.
Come on.
God loves justice, and God loves you.
Yes. And I want to speak to leaders. A couple of you especially feel like that you've just been hamstrung. It's like the air has been taken out of your sails, out of your lungs, in the place where you were so badly dealt with. And forgiveness is yours from the Lord as you ask for God's forgiveness. But I'm to say to you this, you are to forgive those who've wronged you and to begin to bless, and then look. Now, boy, bear with me, but one of you just turned me off. Now listen to me again. Sir, listen. Listen. Not only are you to release blessing, but do it God's way in that, and the Lord will begin the healing quickly with you. It's as if though you've said, I feel like my legs have been broken, and you heard that right. And this is you. Healing is coming quickly to you when you bless. Let God do this.
So good.
New legs.
So Jesus, we just thank you that you love justice, and we just ask for you to seal every word that was released out of your spirit. And for every listener today, may they experience the justice of God. Amen.
Thank you, Krista, for this important word on justice. It's a crucial reminder that no matter how alone we may feel, God always has our back. Very quickly, if you would like to write us at Sought Out Global Radio, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Or you can email us at radio@soughtoutglobal.com. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitker, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.